Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the topic is the dream project of KU professor Kevin Wilmot. It's his adaptation of the 411 BC classic comedy Lysistrata, but it's been updated to modern-day Chicago, and the movie is called Chi-Raq.
I thought it was an experimental film. I know Spike Lee had his hand in it.
He was the director and co-writer and co-producer.
Yes, and Chi-Raq is a mixture of the word Chicago and Iraq, and the reason, the whole premise of the film is that the deaths among black people in Chicago doubles the number of people killed in Iraq during the whole Gulf War.
And it follows the same premise as Lysistrata. A woman decides to withhold sexual favors from her boyfriend until the violence stops, and she recruits the rest of the women in Chicago to do the same thing. So it does follow the same story as Lysistrata, just updated to contemporary America.
And I think that's going to be crucial for the audience to know before they even go to this film, because if they don't know that, they won't get it.
Interestingly enough, just like the classic play, this one is delivered in rhyming verse. And so it's going to be something that's a little bit unusual for contemporary audiences to take.
Right. I mean, if you can imagine, every conversation, all the dialogue is in a poem.
Got a dynamic cast, Nick Cannon, Samuel L. Jackson, Angela Bassett, John Cusack, some great people. My question is, what is the audience for this film?
Yes, one man coming out of the movie theater was saying, I don't know if they can play this in Chicago. And Jennifer Hudson does a beautiful job singing this anguished grief because her daughter is shot by a stray bullet.
It's a very interesting experimental film.
Yes.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.